First Canto, Second Chapter, Text Number 23. Translation, English. The Transcendental Personality of Godhead is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness, and ignorance. And just for the material world's creation, maintenance, and destruction, he accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness.
依文和样子有生花花的体验超然的人格守神间接的与激情、善良和愚昧这三种物质自然属性接触仅仅是为了物质世界的创造维系和毁灭 他才以波罗阿玛、维斯努和希瓦这三个属性化身的形式降临。在这三者中，全体人类可以从善良属性化身维斯努那里得到最高利益。要指为什么应该通过为圣主Krishna的完整扩展做爱心服务来为 Krishna 服务的道理。 在这节诗中做了解释。圣主 Krishna 与他所有的完整扩展都属于守持的范畴 Vishnu Tattva 圣 Krishna 扩展出 Baladeva Baladeva 扩展出 Shankarsan Shankarsan 扩展出全部的 Vishnu 主宰化身 Vishnu 物质世界中掌管善良属性的神明称为 Hero Dakshai Vishnu 或超灵 Paramatma 布鲁阿玛是掌管激情属性 Rajas 的神明希瓦是掌管愚昧属性的神明他们是这个物质世界中三个自然属性的部门主管 Brahmana 掌管的激情属性即为创造而进行的努力使创造得以实现。Vishnu 掌管的善良属性负责维持整个创造。当需要毁灭时，主希瓦通过跳毁灭之舞Tandavanitya执行任务。物质主义者和愚蠢之人 分别崇拜布鲁阿玛和希瓦但纯粹的超然主义者崇拜以各种形象展现的维斯努善良属性形象维斯努以亿万的整体形象和分离形象展示出来他的整体形象被称为守神分离形象被称为生物基瓦生物和守神 都有他们各自原本的灵性形象。生物有时受物质能量的控制，但Vishnu的守神形象永远控制着物质能量。当人格守神 Vishnu 在物质世界显现时，它是来拯救受物质能量控制的受制约的生物。这种生物怀着要主宰的目的出现在物质世界中，结果掉进了 物质世界中，结果掉进了物质自然三重属性的罗网，不得不一直不断的更换，包括他们的物质外壳，经历不同的监禁。物质世界的监狱由布鲁阿玛按照人格守神的指示建造，在一个 Kalpa 结束时，由希瓦 负责全面予以毁灭。至于这个监狱的维持，则由Vishnu负责，就像国家监狱由国家维持一样。因此，任何想要离开这个充满生老病死的物质存在监狱的人，都必须为获得释放而取悦主 Vishnu， 要崇拜主 Vishnu。 只有通过佐藤乃服务。如果有人必须继续在这个物质世界过监狱生活，那么他也许为了暂时缓解痛苦 而向希望 Brahma、Indra 和 Varuna 等不同的半神人请求赐予相关的便利条件。然而没有一个半神人能把被监禁在受制约的物质存在中的生物释放出去，这只有维斯努才能办到。因此最高的利益是由人格所生，维斯努赐予的。译文：超然的人格所生间接的与激情、善良和愚昧这三种物质自然属性接触，仅仅是为了物质世界的创造、维系和毁灭，他才以布鲁阿玛、维斯努和希瓦这三个属性化身的形式降临。在这三者中，全体人类可以从善良属性化身维斯努那里得到最高利益。
Om Agana Chimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparansuka Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savarutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacharya Sattare Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Tushin He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priya. Alright, so we can only speak according to how much the audience wants to hear.
那我们只能根据我们的听众所想要听的这个程度来讲述。
Because the Super Soul is using us to speak, so pray that we can get something worthwhile.
那么超灵呢，利用我们来讲话，这样呢，我们可以说出一些话语来。
Krishna is indirectly associated with the modes of material nature.
Krishna 间接的与这个物质属性接触。
Because he never really contacts the modes of nature, but he creates them.
他并没有真正的接触到这个物质属性。
And his expansions are in charge of them.
His expansions are
in charge of the modes of nature.
是他的扩展在控制着这个物质属性。
Just like in the city, they have a governor or something, and then they have someone in charge of the water and someone in charge of the electricity and police,
prison. 还有政府，然后会有管理水利部门，各种各样的部门。
But Krishna explains, Kamaistaistaritagana, Prapajante Anyadevata. Those whose minds are bewildered by illusion and lust, they worship the demigods.
Krishna 解释说，那些被迷幻的能量迷惑住的人，他们迷失了，他们会崇拜半神人。
And the results are limited and temporary.
那么他们的结果就是不断的重复轮回生死。
The demigod cannot give you really liberation and go back to Godhead.
半神人是没有办法给他真正的解脱，回归守神的。
They can, for the one who wants to get to Krishna, if they pray to the demigod to get Krishna, he can give you Krishna. Shiva can. Brahma is a original sampradaya.
啊，但是如果一个人接近半生人，是为了祈祷得到 Krishna 的话，那他会得到好处。
But if they're just praying for material things, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruti, and Shrivira, they get that, but they won't. They get more bewildered.
啊，但是如果他只是祈祷祈求要物质的东西的话，他可能会得到，但是他会更加的迷惑。
Because no matter how much they get, money or whatever it is, they're not satisfied, but Maya keeps telling them, you just need a little more.
And you'll be all right.
You weren't satisfied by this attempt, but try again. Now you know better. Now you'll get it right. So, we should render service to Krishna. That's the whole conclusion all the time. We heard yesterday the previous verse, you know, was a conclusion of the previous verses. Therefore, great sages, since time immemorial, have been rendering devotional service to Krishna.
所以前一个师姐也做出结论说，因此从不可追溯的时间开始，伟大的圣人们就开始崇拜服务 Krishna。
Some foolish, you know, so-called learned people, they think that, you know, before 5,000 years ago, there practically was no civilization.
啊，有一些愚蠢的人，他们以为在五千年前是没有文明的。
But here it's saying, since time immemorial, beyond anybody's memory, the intelligent people worship Krishna.
但是这里经典中说，从不可追溯的时间开始，就是超越任何一个人的这个记忆和理解程度之外的这个时间开始，圣人们就已经开始崇拜主 Krishna 了。
Foolish people, they try to, you know, they want to know how old is your religion. Many times we get that question.
啊，那些愚蠢的人，他们可能会问啊，你们这个宗教究竟有多少年历史了
？Because they think Christianity started with Lord Jesus, and Buddhism started with the Buddha that we know, and that Mohammedism, Islam started with Muhammad.
嗯，因为他们
before that there was nothing.
啊，这个基督教是从耶稣基督诞生的时候才发展的，佛教呢是佛显现后发展的。伊斯兰教在穆罕默德出现后的，所以他们想知道这个公爱服务什么时候开始。
But the essence of all that is to love Krishna and love God, and that's the spiritual world. And there's no beginning for that.
但实际上，这个精华对神的爱及服务 Krishna 和神，这是在灵性世界，它是无始无终的。
And the Bhagavatam says only the Supreme Lord can make a dharma, make a religion.So there are many different so-called religions because of different kinds of people. Some people can take more, some people can take less.
那在圣典国家瓦坛中说，只有至尊主 Krishna 才能够制定宗教原则。因此有那么多不同的宗教，因为不同的人他们能够接受的程度是不一样的。
In this purport, we get like a quick summary of the entire creation process.
那么在这个要旨中呢，里面讲了整个这个创造的这个程序。
Krishna, of course, he expands himself as Radharani, but he also expands as Balaram because he wants someone that he can enjoy with.
啊 ，Krishna 当然他扩展为 Radharani， 他同时也扩展为 Balarama， 因为他需要一些对象来享受。
So Balaram is exactly the same as Krishna.
Balarama 完全和 Krishna 一模一样
except he's different color.
只不过说他的肤色不一样
What color is Balarama?
Balarama 的肤色是什么颜色的
White color, black.
And he wears different clothes.
他穿着不同的衣服
What color clothes is it?
Blue clothes. 什么颜色的
And Krishna wears
蓝色的衣服
Krishna wears yellow.
Krishna 穿的是橘黄色的黄色的
But they're different personalities. Someone asked us today because, you know, it's one entity, it's Radharani and Krishna. Yeah, they're different. And Balaram and Krishna are different. They play together, they argue with each other, they don't agree with each other sometimes. They react differently to different people, they have different friends. But they're the same. So Krishna has so many names, and you know, some of them are very important for us to remember, especially Achintya.
Krishna 有那么多的名字, 但是有一些名字特别重要, 我们需要记住的, 特别是那个Achintya.
Achintya means thinking.
Achintya
means beyond thinking. You can't think of Krishna. In our Jiva Goswami, who's tomorrow is his appearance day, he said, if we don't accept the inconceivable potencies of the Lord, then we can never understand.
那明天是Jiva Goswami的显现日，那他有一个评论，他说，如果我们不接受主的这种不可思议的存在的这个不可思议的神奇的话，我们永远没有办法理解。Materialists
want to limit Krishna by saying it. They want to understand it. They want to know everything about it. It's impossible.
那物质主义者当他们说神是可以理解的时候，实际上他们已经局限了自己。
So all the other creation of the Vaikunthas and the material world are coming from Balaram, so that's how Krishna is indirectly involved.
那么所有的这个宇宙的展示，包括Vaikuntha灵性世界及物质世界，都来自于Balarama的扩展。
So there's Sankarshan in the spiritual world. There's actually Sankarshan from Yudhya Aniruddha and Vasudeva.
Chaturvyuha.
It's called Chaturvyuha, four. And then there, from the Sankarshan there's Narayan.
Narayana.
And then from that Narayan there's another Sankarshan. Then come the Vishnu Purusha avatar. Vishnu is the deity of mode of goodness. Maintenance. Keeping things going.
Okay. Oh, just wait.
It's what you've been discussing the last few days. Now we have the creation.
It
happened pretty fast. There's so many devotees in China. So how are we going to maintain that?
Maintain that growth.
It has to be the mode of goodness. Order to, not just chaos. Brahma creates and Shiva destroys.
Brahma 创造, Shiva 毁灭.
So Brahma is in charge of the mode of passion. But he's not under the mode of passion.
He's
above everything in the material.
他是超越物质属性的.
And Shiva is in charge of the mode of ignorance.
Shiva, 他掌管愚昧属性.
So foolish people think that he's in the mode of ignorance.
那愚蠢的人认为希瓦是处在愚昧属性的.
But he associates with entities in the mode of ignorance out of his causeless mercy to uplift them.
但是实际上主希瓦之所以要和这些堕落的愚昧属性的生物体联谊，只是出于一种无缘的仁慈，想要拯救他们。And
he also has his sampradaya.
他也有他的传承。
You know, which is a to worship Krishna.
啊，也是崇拜 Krishna 的。
The foolish people, they worship Shiva because he's in charge of the mode of ignorance and his wife is a material energy. They want to get something from him. They want to get power, money.
那么愚蠢的人崇拜主希瓦，因为他们知道主希瓦是物质能，他的妻子是物质能量的控制者，所以他们想得到一些力量，得到钱财。
Or they imitate him. They don't understand him.
他们只不过是在模仿。他们并不理解。
They don't know that he's always chanting the name of Krishna.
他们不知道，他们所要做的仅仅是念诵 Krishna 的名字。
He's always talking about Krishna.
他们不知道他们在谈论着 Krishna.
So we can see in the Bhagavatam and in many Puranas, and it's all conversations between Shiva and Parvati. They're all spiritual conversations, a perfect Grihastha.
Okay, 所以他们不知道希望
实
际上一直在不断地唱诵圣名和谈论 Krishna 圣殿国家瓦坛中描述主希瓦和他的妻子 Parvati 一直总是不断地在谈论着 Krishna 的超然逍遥时光。
She asked him questions, very nice questions, and he answers.
这个妻子 Parvati 会问他非常精彩的问题，然后他会做出回答。
They know he drank the ocean of poison.
他们知道他喝下了整个海洋的毒液。
So somehow they think that means he takes intoxication.
所以他们出于某种原因，他们以为希望是服用麻醉品的。
So they think they want to smoke.
所以他们想
be like Lord Shiva.
我们要追随希望。
But they're not imitating his real activity, which is always talking about Krishna.
但是他们却没有追随，没有模仿希瓦的最主要的活动，那就是总是不断的谈论 Krishna.
Still, he associates with those kind of low-class people and ghosts and everything to uplift them. So they find him in the crematorium. They find him all kinds of places.
那么主希瓦呢，总是不断的和这些处在愚昧属性的这些鬼魂或者低等生物联谊，所以经常我们会在这些孤魂野地看到他。
He's actually completely different than any of the modes of nature, but he's unique.
但实际上呢，主希瓦完全超越物质的属性，它是独特的。
Then there's Shiradakshaya Vishnu, that, you know, there's Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and there's Karanadakshaya Vishnu, the original Vishnu in the material world, and there's a Vishnu within every universe, and then there's a Chiradakshaya Vishnu, the super soul.
然后就出现了三个 Vishnu, Kirudakshaya Vishnu,
Karan is the original one with all the universe. All the universes are coming out from
it. 牛奶这样为什么
And then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, he's in the womb, he's in the every universe. And from his navel comes Lord Brahma and everything.
云南这样为什么呢，它就像是整个宇宙产生的这个子宫一样，从它的这个肚脐眼上是长出了婆罗诃摩 Brahma.
And Shiradakshaya Vishnu, he's a Paramatma expanded everywhere, but he has his own place also in the ocean of milk.
然后这个牛奶这样为什么，他就像是超灵展示在所有的地方，他也有自己的居所。
So when the demigods go to Vishnu, they go to Shiradakshaya Vishnu.
所以当半神人要拜见 Vishnu 的时候，他们是拜见这个 Shiradakshaya Vishnu, 就是牛奶之羊 Vishnu.
Shiva, it says he destroys everything by his Tandava Nitya.
这里面描述说希瓦通过跳这个毁灭之舞 Tandava Nitya 毁灭了一切。
And it just destroys everything.
就这样跳舞把一切都毁掉了。
Powerful dance.
非常强有力的舞蹈。
There's one yoga where they call it that.
有一个瑜伽
dance.
他们也叫这个希瓦舞蹈的姿势。
One time, Shiva got some Mahaprasad from Vishnu.
有一次，希瓦得到了主 Vishnu 的一些 Mahaprasad.
This was a long time before. It wasn't so easy to get that, like it is now.
那是非常非常久以前，它可不像现在一样那么容易得到马哈菩萨的。
We just leave it, and you know, if it's not the stuff we really like, right?
我们经常有这个马哈菩萨的，有时候我们说我们不喜欢很多东西。
But Narada Muni had to serve.Narada Muni served Lakshmi for a long time, and finally he got some.
Okay, 就是这个希望呢，他就把它放在一边。他说 Narada Muni 呢，他服务这个who he serves Narada Muni
Lakshmi.
他服务西域女神很长的一段时间。
And he ate the Mahaprasada and he was in ecstasy.
当他吃到这个 Mahaprasada 的时候，他立即处在一种狂喜的状态。
And Lord Shiva saw him and thought, wow, what happened to you? I never saw like this before.
主席瓦一看到，哦，这是怎么回事？我从来没有看到过这样的情况。
He said, I got Mahaprasada, Mahaprasada.
Narada Muni said, 我得到了 Mahaprasada, Mahaprasada.
Shiva said, well, give me some.
Shiva 说，那你给我一点。
Narada said, I ate everything, there's nothing left.
Narada 说，我全部都吃完了，什么都没剩下。
Shiva said, there's got to be something.So they found like when he washed his hands, there was a little bit left. So Shiva took that. And he started dancing. And it became so ecstatic, it was almost like this destructive dance.
Almost like a dance of destruction. Almost like a dance.
It was starting to shake up the whole universe.
然后他就开始如此的狂喜，就好像已经开始逐渐进入这个跳毁灭之舞的状态。
So Parvati said, "What happened to you? What, you know, stop, you know."
这Parvati他的妻子就说：“你怎么了？你赶快停下来。”
He said, "I got Mahaprasada from Narada."
他说：“我得到 Mahaprasada。”
She said, "I want some."
那个Parvati说：“我也想要一点。”
And he said, "There isn't any."
那希望是没有的。
So she started to do tapasya.
然后呢，这个帕瓦提就开始做苦行。
And she doing such intense tapasya.
她的苦行非常的严。
Started to burn up the whole universe.
差不多要烧掉整个宇宙。
The demigods told Narayan, "You have to go and you know, see what she wants."
凡圣人就去祈求 Narayan 呢，说你赶快去看。
She said, "I want everyone in the universe to get Mahaprasada."
然后这个帕瓦提，这个就是说，我要的承诺就是，我要宇宙中所有的生物体都得到玛哈普沙的。
He said that's not possible.
然后那个说这是不可能的。
She said.
他就愤怒。
He said, but we'll make one place.
他说要至少有一个地方。
That's Nilachala.
就是 Nilachala 的地方。
Jagannath Puri.
就是 Jagannath Puri.
Jagannath Puri, everybody gets one.
在 Jagannath Puri, 所有人都有普沙的。
And you get it first.
你会得到，你会首先得到。
So, one name for her is Vimala Devi.
所以她有一个名字，Vimala Devi,
Vimala.
她的名字叫 Vimala Devi.
So inside the compound of the Jagannath Temple, there's a Vimala Devi Temple.
所以在这个 Jagannath 神像的神庙的这个大院之内呢，有一个 Vimala 的神庙。
So after Jagannath has his Prasad, he is Boga, and it becomes Jagannath Prasad.
那么当这个 Jagannath Prasad 用完 Prasad 之后呢，就
then it's offered to Bhimala first.
然后要先供奉给 Bhimala.
Then after she takes, then they distribute.
然后等这个Bhimala 吃过之后 ，Devi 吃过之后才发给大家。
And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, his father named him Bhimala Prasad. That's his name at birth.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
Bhaktisiddhanta's name that he got at birth was Bhimala Prasad. The Prasad of Bhimala Devi. Yeah, first she gets the Jagannath Prasad, then we get it. No one else can get it before her.
Bhaktisiddhanta.在他出生的时候，他得到的第一个名字就是 Bhimala Prasada。
So the jivas, we're the separated. You know, there's different parts of Krishna. So some are expansion, some are like that. Then there's us, the jivas.
那么这个希望呢，是一个 Krishna 非常特殊的一个扩展，它是处于一半是扩展，又一半是繁云的这种状态。
Where it's called Tatastha。
他们被称为 Tatastha。
We can sometimes be under the modes of nature, or we can get out and be in the spiritual world. It can be either place.
我们呢，有时候可以处在这个物质属性控制，有时候我们可以处在灵性的控制下。
It's compared like the shore of the ocean.
看起来，就是说被比喻为就像大海的海边、海岸一样。
Sometimes the water comes and it's underwater.
啊，这个海岸有时候呢，这个海浪过来覆盖住了。
Sometimes it goes out and there's land.
啊，有时候呢，这个海水退下去呢，就看到这个。
We have a choice.
沙土，我们有选择。
So Krishna comes, Vishnu, all the incarnations, they come to get the jivas out of the material world.
所以 Krishna 他所有的化身来呢，都是为了把这个希望普通灵魂带出物质世界。
Because we want to lord it over, we want to be the proprietor.
We want to
be the owner, the controller.
Okay, 因为我们是企图在这物质世界想做拥有者和控制者。
We want to be attractive, you know, we want to be Krishna.
我们想要变得非常具有吸引力，想像 Krishna 那样。
So it's like a prison house.
所以这个物质世界实际上是一个监狱。
But it's such a prison house that the prisoners don't even know they're in a prison. They think, oh, this is great. I have freedom.
但是这个监狱设计的如此的精妙，这些犯人们他们甚至不知道自己在监狱里面，他们以为自己是自由的。
Right? There's so much freedom.
在这里看起来有很多的自由度，这个监狱里。
So many different kinds of cigarette, you can choose whatever you want.
有那么多的这种香烟，可以随便选任何一种。
You can go wherever you want.
你可以去任何地方。
And depending on how much money you have.
就看你有多少钱。
So the rich people sometimes very hard to approach them because they think I have control, I can do whatever I want.
所以有时候呢，这个你很难向这些富有的人传教，因为他感觉到我能够控制那么多，我拥有了一切我想要的。
But if someone's fortunate, they realize we've got to get out. This is, you know, why am I here? Why am I dying? Why do I have to take birth? What's going to happen?
但是一个幸运的人呢，他就会渴望，我想要离开这里，我为什么要出生和病死，生老病死？
So they find, you know, then Krishna, Guru Krishna Prasada, Krishna sends a guru, and the guru teaches us about Krishna.
所以这里说呢，只有guru给我们 Krishna.
And Krishna is very kind, so especially now in Kali Yuga, he's made it very simple.
Krishna 非常的仁慈，特别是在这个卡利年代 ，Krishna 让这个程序变得非常的简单。
And even in Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years ago, he was guaranteeing if you just do this and that, you'll surely come to me.
那么就算在五千年前的讲述国家梵歌的时候，他就已经保证了，如果你照这样去做的话。你一定会来到我这里。
He says, "I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death." Right?
我是这个拯救你们出生老病死的拯救者。
But then in Kali Yuga, you know, somehow or other, we're not very intelligent.
但是到了卡利年代呢，人们变得没有智慧。
So Krishna made even easier.
所以 Krishna 把这个程序变得更容易了。
Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful.
So Chaitanya, he is the most merciful.
In the translation, it says in English, munificent.
In English, it is called
munificent means especially merciful.
Munificent 的意思是特别的仁慈。
To be especially merciful to someone that doesn't even deserve it.
就是说他特别的仁慈，甚至我们都不配得到，他也会给予。
So that's Lord Chaitanya, the most munificent.
这就是主 Chaitanya 特殊最仁慈的，特别仁慈的一个法师，一个。
Very generous.
非常的慷慨大方。
Giving.
无比的慷慨大方。
And he gives Krishna prema.
而且他给的是 Krishna prema.
You can find in other Vedas like Krishna prema is very, very rare and no one can ever achieve it. But Lord Chaitanya is giving it freely.
你们可以在伟达记中看到这个描述， Krishna prema 是非常珍贵、非常非常难得的，但是主持单呢，免费的。
But you have to take it.
So
many people still they won't take it.
但是人们却不去接受。
It's right there, chant Hare Krishna.
就在这里，你就唱诵Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
You get it then.
你就得到了。
It says that when you look up prema in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's so many. All you have to do is chant it, you know, if you stock them every day, do this, chant, you know, and you get Krishna prema.
Go back to prema.
So we're very fortunate to have this association of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees in the Sankirtan movement.
So we are very fortunate to have this association of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees in the Sankirtan movement.
And the more we give it to others, the more we get it. I looked up mercy in our Vedabase, and almost all the references to mercy, because people say, give me mercy, give me your mercy. Give me, give me, give me.
我看到这个Vedabase
Yeah.
上面说
So we can just search words.
里面有那么多的仁慈，那么人们总是在求说，请给我仁慈，请给我仁慈。
But mostly it's about giving mercy.
但实际上最重要的是给予别人仁慈。
Krishna has already given us everything. We have the holy name, we have prasadam, we have the deities, we have the Bhagavatam, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's nothing more to be gained.
Krishna 已经给了我们所有的一切。我们有圣名，我们有神像，我们有prasadam，我们有圣典薄伽瓦坛，有永恒的Chaitanya经。
When Prabhupada was staying at the house of that Beatle, that John Lennon.
当帕布帕德住在这个披头士。
He liked chanting, he liked the devotees. But he wasn't so much strict about regulative principles. And he asked Prabhupada, he said, you must be telling your disciples something that you're not telling me, because he saw they were so blissful.
他就问帕帕德说你肯定告诉了你的门徒一些秘诀而没有告诉我因为他们看起来是如此的喜悦
You're saying, so you got to tell me that, whatever it is, a secret.
无论这个秘密是什么你一定要告诉我
Prabhupada said, no, same for everybody, chant Hare Krishna, follow four other principles.
帕帕德说没
有 No more secrets.
我跟所有的人的训示都是一样的念诵 Hare Krishna, 遵守
He was insisting there's something else you're giving them, see. He kept saying it. He didn't believe Prabhupada. Because he wasn't feeling that ecstasy like all the devotees were. He was very much attached to the wife and the intoxications. Even though he liked to chant. But it's there, you just have to take it. And the more people see devotees being very happy and they get curious, what's making you so happy? So that's the whole thing, is just take it, take the mercy. It's given freely. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate.
Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, 你只需要去接受。
And Prabhupada,
you know,
representing even Lord Nityananda, the even more merciful.
Prabhupada 作为主Nityananda的代表，他甚至更加仁慈。
We heard Prabhupada once on a morning walk here in Vrindavan.
我们听说有一次，当Prabhupada在Vrindavan早晨散步的时候。
So he was saying that, you know, just like when you start a fire, you know, sometimes you fan it to blow air on the fire and then it grows, right?
Grow the air?
Yeah, if you're starting a fire, if you blow air on it, then it gets bigger.
Okay, okay.
You barbecue? Do you ever barbecue?
就是你在外面野炊啊，你先就是散一下，那个风散一下，那个火会变得更旺。
You fan the fire, and then it gets bigger.
啊，你这个风散一下，它会火
会更旺。Air, fire needs air, you know.
啊，实际上火呢，它是需要空气的。
So Prabhupada said, if a devotee sees in anyone even a little spark of interest, he'll fan it and try to make it bigger.
妈妈说，奉献者只要看到任何一个人。只要有那么一丁点小火花一样的兴趣的话，奉献者就去散，让它变大一点。
Have even a little bit, then try to help them get more.
就算是那么一点点，奉献者都努力渴望的想要帮助他，给他更多的。
They said Lord Nityananda, even there's no spark, he'll.
他说 Nityananda, 甚至没有火花，他也在努力的散。
He's specialist.
特殊的
人。So that's Balaram.
还有 Balarama, 他是 Balarama.
Nityananda Ram. So we need the mercy of, actually I remember when Gaur Nitai came to Los Angeles, the big Gaur Nitai.
啊，所以这是Nityananda Balaram, 我们需要特殊的人士。我记得当这 Gaur Nitai 神像啊运到洛杉矶的时候。
So Srila Prabhupada was, oh, in ecstasy with this installation of the deity.I remember when the curtain opened, you know, after they dressed him.
我特别记得当这个神像装扮好，这个帘幕打开的时候，帷幕打开的时候。
I was watching Prabhupada. He was sitting in the Vyasa, and he went so fast in front of the deity that it looked like he just flew like that. I didn't see him walk.Maybe that's just me.
我看到Prabhupada从他的这个Vyasa，他原来坐在他的Vyasa宝座上，然后是那么快的，他突然就冲到前面去看神像。这我看见好像他几乎是飞过去的，也许只有我自己有这个感受。
And then he was giving a lecture.
然后他就开始讲课。
He said, "So we want to join the Radha Krishna's party."
We want to.
We want to join with Radha and Krishna. That's our goal.
Okay, 我们想加入 Radha Krishna 所在的万
东
大世界。
You know, we want to go to Goloka and be with Radha.
我们要从这个使徒传承回到灵性世界。
This our line is not wanting to go to Vaikuntha. We want that, like Maharaj is saying, intimacy that's only there in the Goloka.
啊，但我们的这个传承不是去Vaikuntha的。我们要去到 Goloka Vrindavan
Not in Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha everything is
不是在灵性世界 Vaikuntha 在 Vaikuntha 一切是一种敬畏的
They like it, but you know, in the Goloka you got all the rasas
但是在 Goloka Vrindavan 呢你得到所有的这种甜美的逍遥的品味
He said in order to get that we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya
他说为了得到这样的结果我们必须得到主 Chaitanya 的仁慈
And then in order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
啊，要得到主 Chaitanya 的仁慈，你必须首先得到主 Nityananda 的仁慈。
And to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda,
如果要你要得到主 Nityananda 的仁慈呢
？We need the mercy of Jagai and Madai.
我们要得到 Jagai and Madai 的仁慈。
You have to go out. You have to meet them.
我们要去见他。
Give them the holy name.
给他们圣名。
Then you can get it.In when he was describing the big temple in Mayapur, he was saying we want Radha Madhava and Panchatattva.
当他描述这个 Mayapur 的大神庙的时候，他说我们需要 Radha Madhava 神像，我们需要 Panchatattva 神像。
So, Bhavananda Prabhu said Radha Madhava in the middle.
然后 Bhavananda Prabhu 就说，那我们应该把Radha Madhava 放在中间。
Prabhu said no.The parampara, then Panchatattva. From the parampara, we learn about Panchatattva, and from Panchatattva, we get Radha Madhava. Panchatattva is in the middle.
不，他说应该是师徒传承，然后中间是 Panchatattva， 然后是 Radha Madhava。我们是通过师徒传承接近 Panchatattva， 从 Panchatattva 那里得到 Radha Madhava 的仁慈。
So the whole thing is inconceivable. As one entity becomes two, and then becomes one again, and Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined.
So, 这一切都考虑到了，就是主 Chaitanya 主 Krishna 一分为二，
But when he's with Lord Nityananda, he's Krishna.
He's
inconceivable again. So Lord Chaitanya, you know, made everything clear by his statement, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. Things are the same and different at the same time. So that is inconceivable. Inconceivably, simultaneously, the same and different. That's what that means. So we accept that, and then we just serve Krishna according to the guidance of our spiritual master, and then we go back to God. We've seen many devotees leaving their bodies and going back to God. Wherever they are, not always in Vrindavan. Many in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, but other places also. Naranjan Swami told me about one devotee in Russia. He was suffering like anything from cancer or something. In so much pain and crying, suffering. Then devotee went to see him, and that one day he was completely peaceful. He said, Radharani came last night and told me everything's all right, don't worry. Then he left his body. And we had stories, even people that just relatives of devotees. One devotee long ago, he hadn't seen his family for a long time. They were pious family and they knew he was a devotee. And his sister called, said, your mother's dying. So he went to see his mother. At that time, the mother wasn't responding to anything. So the sister said, mother, so-and-so is here, Juan or whatever his name was. And she opened her eyes, she said, is your Krishna here?
He
said, yes.
然后他说,
and she left her body. The Prabhupada said she went back to God. Somehow she thought of Krishna.
无论怎么样呢,
Radhanath Swami's mother, she got that where, you know, she was old and couldn't think very much.
Radhanath Swami's
So the only thing she would respond to is when it was Krishna, Hare Krishna. And she would. So the family kept saying Hare Krishna to her, because then she So being a devotee has a benefit for so many people. So Krishna tells Arjuna that the Nistraguna, the Vedas are mostly about the Vedas, about the three gunas. Tri guna vishaya veda. But he says, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. You rise above these modes. Think of me.
Get above it.
That's real freedom. Real freedom is to be not controlled by these lower modes of nature and all the Maya's allurements.
当你摆脱了所有这些物质属性，还有这些虚幻的玛雅的幻象的控制的时候，你就获得了自由和解脱。
Just like when we try to tell people about Krishna, I don't have time.
啊，就好像我们想要跟别人讲 Krishna, 他们说我没有时间。
That was the first words I learned in Japan.
这是我学到的第一句话，在日本。
I went to distribute books, and in Japan they're really running more than here. Everybody said Jikanganai.
Isoidemasu.
So I asked the devotee, what does that mean? Jikan means time. I don't have time. Isoidemasu. I'm in a hurry. So I said, I'm in a hurry also, give me a donation.
我就说我也很忙，请赶快给我捐款。
And that worked. Okay, you're in a hurry, I'm in a hurry. You have to walk really fast, but they, okay.
Okay, 他说哦你也忙，他走得很快，他就可以捐款。
But devotees are the same way. When Maya is calling, no, I don't have time. I have to go to
our
temple. I have to do something.
There's some service.
No time for Maya to chant. Keep busy, then we don't have time for Maya. They're very busy, so they don't have time for Krishna. But devotees are very kind and they think of ways to give them Krishna anyway. That's why we have festivals and why we distribute books and we do the internet and so many different ways to catch
people.
And prasadam, very important.Give people prasadam, whatever you can. Even if they don't know what it is, you know, because some people, if they know it's prasadam, they don't want it. Then they get purified.
就算他们不知道是什么，他们吃了，他们就会得到净化。有时候有人知道是prasadam，他们不接受。
So nishchay gunya, rise above them.
所以nishchay gunya, 超越。
And just quick, like, there's some things that are confusing, you know, like we hear nirguna, no qualities. Krishna is nirguna. Krishna is arupa, in no form. Many words like that.So the Mayavadis think, okay, he's nothing.
所以 Mayavadi 说哦 Krishna 就是无
soul is nothing the soul but the Vaishnavas understand different
但 Vaishnava 有不同的理解
there's no material qualities
Krishna 没有物质的品质
no modes of nature
没有这个物质的属性
no gross form
没有粗糙的
transcendental form
但是它有超然的身体
And like yesterday, there's also in the first canto, it says, devotional service has to be unmotivated.
就像我们前面说的，奉爱服务应该是没有物质动机的。
But motivation means that's what makes you do something.
但是你必须有动机才能做一些事情。
How are you going to do anything if there's no motivation?
如果一个人没有动机，他怎么能做事情呢？
Nothing to inspire you.So in the world they have all these motivational speakers they'll inspire you to make more money or study but again it means no material motivation not working to get money or profit or fame or adoration for Krishna's pleasure pleasure of the devotees, pleasure of the spiritual master.
Motivate.
It should be motivated, but for that
应该带着这样
spiritual motivation, spiritual quality, spiritual form.
灵性的品质
this is what, that's inconceivable. They can't understand such a thing.
那么这些物质主义者没有办法理解这些东西
So they seek just like nirvana or Mukti or some nothing kind of condition.
对这些无神论者啊，这个非人格主义者，他们看到的就是啊，空、涅槃，这就是他们所看到的。
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So, any question or comment?
大家看有什么问题或者是补充？想问一下，当宇宙毁灭的时候，原因之阳的Vishnu和牛奶之阳的Vishnu他们去了哪里？
第二个问题是为什么我们神像总要摆对大的对小？一对大一对小。神坛上面，一对大一对小。Okay. So his question is that when the time of the destruction of the whole universe, where does that Kyodakshai, there was two Vishnu. Three Vishnu,
they unmanifest.
Where do they go?
Everything goes into the body of Karnadakshai.
所有的一切都进入到Karnadakshai Vishnu 的这个身体里了，就是原因滋养 Vishnu 的身体，然后他们处于一种不染之的状态。还有another part of his question. Why in our deity worship, there's always one set of big deity and there's one set of small deity?
Well, traditionally, the small deity is called the Utsava Murti.
那么按照传统来说呢，这个小的神像被称为 Utsava 神像。
They go out, you know, for festivals, for parikram.
他们可以到户外去参加这个
And many times in our temples it's because we first had the small one and then the big ones came. But still, like when we have Abhishek or something, we bring the small ones out. Or some temples, if they go for home program or something, they take the small deities.
They accept the service of big deities couldn't. Just like putting them to sleep in the bed.
They cannot put in bed big deities.
Okay,
so instead of just doing it in your mind, in many different ways we handle
it.
Or like in South India, when they have those big, big temples with huge compounds, you know, then they have so many festivals where they take the small deities around, you know, inside the compound, the Utsava festival.
So what's the exact meaning of the Utsava?
Utsava means festival.
Utsava means festival.
Utsava means
Utsava.
Utsava means festival. 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 Utsava means
festival. Because they're within the universe, and all the universes go within, back. And when he's breathing out, they're all going out, and when he breathes in, they come back, and finally they go back in his body. And all the jivas and everybody.
Brahma 跟 Shiva 他呢是掌管这种属性，他呢 我们读到就是说 Brahma 有些时候也会被这个地体属性所控制，或那个Shiva也有，那这个怎么理解？So
you mentioned about that Shiva and Brahma, they are beyond the material mood.
Yeah.
But sometimes we in the sutra we also read that they were, you know, controlled by the.
They're influenced.
Okay.
Not really, it's their lila. Like when Shiva was apparently, he was chasing Mohini Murti, so it apparently looked like he was lusting after a woman, but that was Vishnu, that was Krishna.
就好像希望在追这个，或者是那个Mohini的时候，Mohini就是Krishna的一个女性的化身的时候，这个希望去追她，看起来好像她充满了色欲，但实际上这只不过是一个逍遥时光。Then
they ran by many sages, you know, who are.
然后他们就经过很多的圣人。And
they said that was just to show them that even Shiva can be, you know, they should be very careful. But it was not an ordinary woman. The only time about Brahma when supposedly he was lusting after his own daughter, but that's very mysterious, you know. But he just threw off that body. It was just a thought, you know.
He just surrounded the body.
He gave up that body and that
his
body is completely made out of intelligence. They're the controllers of the mind. But they're not Krishna, they're not exactly like
Krishna.
Very close, especially Shiva.
So
that Shiva contacts the material energy.
Vishnu
doesn't. Otherwise Shiva is very powerful and he's only Shiva, Shiva Tattva. He's not Vishnu Tattva and he's not Jiva
Tattva.
也不是吉瓦塔图瓦，它是西瓦塔图瓦。对，我们那边，那个拉达拉尼显现日的时候，我在做服务，所以有问题没报名。问一下马拉吉，拉达拉尼和他的丈夫阿比曼纽有没有生孩子？如果生了的话，我们怎么去理解？拉达拉尼是最忠贞的女性。 为什么Krishna愿意让她的爱侣去跟一个其他的丈夫生孩子？这第一个问题。如果没有生孩子，为什么拉达拉尼和她的丈夫没有生孩子？So
there was one question I was supposed to ask in Radhastami Day, but I don't have time. I want to ask now. So I want to ask you, did the Radharani and Abhimanyu, do they have any child? If they have child, why
no.
Is they allowed?
No.
But if they don't have child, why?
They didn't have children.
他们没有孩子. And what's the reason?
Shadow children.
Because one time a devotee asked Prabhupada, why is Krishna blue?
有一次，一个问题者问，为什么Krishna是蓝色的肤色？
Prabhupada looked at the deity and said, "Why don't you ask him?"
就看着神像说，为什么你不问他呢？
So this Leela, the so-called husband,
这是逍遥时光,
you know,
那个只不过是所谓的丈夫,
inconceivable.
这一切都是不可思议的.
It's an inconceivable thing just to give us more. You know, fascinating leelas.
这是不可思议的展示，只是为了让我们更多的体验到Krishna的逍遥时光。OK, go ahead. Karanga.
Maharaj, does that mean the there is no earth, water, fire, air, ether, those elements in Lord Brahma's body?
Maybe some, but it predominantly intelligence.
Okay. So
our body has all the elements, but it's mostly water.
Okay. 因为刚才马上就说的是 Brahma 的身体则是自性特征。
Different.
然后想请马上去澄清一下，是不是说的主 Brahma 的身体就没有土、水、火、空气、太阳？马上就说的主要是。
But like the sun planet, their body is fire. Fire can't be burnt up by fire, but the other elements can be burned up. But there must be mind, intelligence, and ego. They also can't be burned up. They can't be burned up by the gross elements can be burned up or frozen or drowned or something. So the different planets and the moon planets are mostly ether. So we can't see that. The demigods can see us, but we can't see them. Even if we get a big telescope, we can't see them. Only if they want to be seen. They used to come to Earth and people could see them.
And
then they worship
them.
But different places they're confused. Like in Bali, they call it the island of the gods. Island of the gods. But then the so-called gods they show are just like Rakshasas. You know, when we see the description of a Rakshasa. I saw one cookbook from there and it said Food of the Gods. And that cover was a picture of the fish cooking. You know, they just put the whole fish on the coal. Not the demigods, you know. But if the Rakshasas come, they're also very powerful and wonderful, so people think they're something. Of course, they also know about Vishnu and all that, they like that also. But, you know, those who worship the demigods will go to the demigods, those who worship the ghost will go to the ghost, and those who worship Krishna will go to
Krishna.
Krishna says many times in Bhagavad Gita, those who worship me will come to me.
And
don't worry, just keep worshiping Krishna. Don't get distracted. Okay, thank you very much. Xie xie. How do you say xie xie in Hong Kong? In Hong Kong.
Tōjie.
Tōjie.
Tōjie. Tōjie. Tōjie. Tōjie.